FM, Lafayette College Radio. 104.9. My bad. All right, restarting. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Lauren.
I'm Amaya.
I'm Natalie.
And this is It's Whatever. Sorry for the late start, y'all. There's a lot going on in the studio.
I spilled Coke all over
her lap. Spotify wasn't. It was just a lot. It was a lot.
We're struggling. We're back now.
It's whatever.
Y'all, today is just going to be a mess. We're just going to say that right now. We didn't have a show last week. We're just trying to survive.
Okay, so we're going to start with introductions. We already went over our name. We're all sophomores. I am an econ government major.
Do we have to do this?
What if someone's tuning in for the first time?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I've said this each week, but okay.
Yeah, she has.
I just have to, like, ensure it every single time. I'm an IAM religion and politics major.
Okay, word. That's it for that. So we're going to just start with a recap of our past week, or maybe, like, week and a half, because we didn't have a show last week.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks.
Dang, it's been a minute. What have we been up to, y'all?
Not much.
We went home.
Thank God. It was much needed. I needed that break.
No, I didn't sleep at my house a single night of that. So, I mean, I still had fun. It was a needed break.
It was.
Yeah, I had time with family. I had a beautiful black old man birthday party. Oh. And it was amazing. And I got
sentences with "I had a beautiful black old man" because that was just really unsettling. But okay, keep going.
Anyways, I really enjoyed that because I don't know. I haven't really been with my whole family in a while or my extended family, and I had like a hot plate, and I love me a hot plate. Mm. And yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, my highlight was definitely seeing my dog.
That was a beautiful experience.
I also went to a concert over at, the whole thing was low-key a shit show. There's like two like smaller guest concert places in Philly. There's Fillmore and then there's the Living Arts, whatever. And I went to the Fillmore when it was not there, when we were already 20 minutes late. And I also forgot my vaccination card and you need to like get in. So I didn't get there until like an hour after the concert started. But after that, shit was kind of lit.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, that's a whole lot.
Yeah, it was.
And then we got back.
And then what did we do when we got back?
Midterms?
Fucking no, midterms. I had one today. But yes, midterms, tests, papers, galore.
I have a presentation literally tomorrow.
Let's talk about how fall break is not fall break because they don't give us any time to rest.
It's smack in the middle of midterm week. Like they're expecting
and they assign
and they give us so much stuff. Yeah. Literally someone said, why don't they just make it like lectures? Like we just have lectures the week before or like the 2 days before, nothing else.
Yeah, I heard that just a week of no homework.
Yeah.
I'd take that, to be honest.
I would pay attention. I wouldn't fall asleep if they just lectured at me. Extend my classes.
I mean, I would, but like.
Extend your classes?
No.
All right, you're bugging with that one.
All my classes are the 90 minute plus ones. I don't have any short classes.
90 minutes?
I don't have any short classes on my schedule.
Not even like an hour 15?
Not really, no. I don't have one. I may have one.
Dang.
But I don't have any short classes. That's why I'd be falling asleep.
Yeah, but your schedule is like...
Yeah,
your schedule is weird. Okay, so that was our, like, the weekend before this past weekend. So what did we do this past weekend?
We had... Me and LaRon had our first rugby game.
Yeah.
It was a movie. Can't even lie. Undefeated.
Word. We did tie one, but undefeated.
No,
rugby, even though we say like shout out rugby every time, like once again, shout out rugby because it's actually so much fun.
It really is. It's just like nothing I've done before. Like, and I've played just about every sport.
No, literally.
Rugby is different.
Entirely different.
And like it takes like pieces of everything. Like obviously the skills are still good and stuff like that, but it's just completely different.
My body has never hurt like this before.
Oh, my God. It's so bruised. LaRon's, too. LaRon's legs look like she's domestic abuse. Like, it's a problem. But, wow.
Yeah, Natalie came to our game.
Yeah, I did. I observed.
As someone who doesn't know the rules, how was it?
It just was very violent. And, like, I was thinking about how the ground doesn't bounce. And, like, obviously, you know, like, the ground has no give. But, like, yeah, it would hurt. Like, you looked at it and be like, oh. And you're like, oh, because the ground does not bounce. Like, I don't know. That's what I kept on thinking.
Great revelation.
No,
there.
Really. But, like, you know, like, there's no give. It's just straight dirt. Pain. And it's another person on top dirt. Of you. Also, I don't like the way.
Head.
Yeah, I like the way, you know, they stand over you and they're still on you. Like, once yeah. I'm down, get off of me.
No, you nope, really have to
none
go
of that.
Over
and then the fetal
stand,
position,
over top of
the
you,
little
yeah.
fetal position that y'all have to get into to hand the ball
off. That's so embarrassing.
Bro.
You so guys look when like, you get tackled in rugby, what you have to do is you have to like turn over and like get in like kind of fetal position and like give it to your
it's
teammate.
It's the saddest
you
thing.
You have to like because
you look like it's over.
It's called like presenting it back to your team,
but you have to have like your feet touching the ball and your arms fully extended. If you can imagine that, like your body's
you
like
know
a
when like oh no, my god, what is that animal no. that when it's scared
a sloth
it, no like a goat
sloth.
When those goats and they go they
you
like
stiff
yeah, yeah they exactly. like go paralyzed and they just they hit the side when they get scared mm-hmm. Bro, y'all look like that. Oh, anyways, it was just kind of it was a lot and it makes everybody around like aggressive. Now I was trying to do my little cheers or whatever, but I was told to shut up. But I was really being such a good cheerleader on the side. And they would come over, bro. When Lauren got hit in the head or something, she fell on her head or something.
I didn't fall on my
sorry,
head.
Sorry,
another girl
fell
on, her
head.
On my head.
This girl stood up. I knew when she stood up, she couldn't see nothing.
Nothing.
This girl was staring at. There were literally people in front of her. And I knew she was not looking at anything in front of her.
I wasn't.
And your leg, Amaya, your leg was bleeding.
Oh,
and I was like.
I didn't even know it.
No, and I knew it. And then I was told, oh, don't tell her, don't tell her. Like, this girl
I'm
is
offended.
Bleeding.
Why wouldn't they tell me? You think I'm too scared? Like,
no, and that's what I was like. I literally was like, what? And you're like, no, she's in her game. I was just going to point out that there was blood on your leg, not that you had to, like, go to
no,
the hospital.
The rugby game was really a lot. I got elbowed in the throat.
You got cleated. I think that's what happened to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, I also got stepped on. It was a lot. Super fun, though.
I got a concussion. I was nauseous. I'm not going to lie, for several hours after. But
yeah.
It's okay. I'm cool now.
I knew you should not have gotten back in the game. Your parents said it was not worth it.
She came out.
You still
and
got
like,
in the game.
I went in for a mile or whatever, and so I didn't really know what was going on. But when I came back, like, they had just given you pain medication, and you were still just about to go back in, and I was like, pain meds don't kick in that quickly. Like, I know you're still hurting. Yeah, it was a lot.
We pushed through. Next yeah. game, Saturday. Y'all better pull up at
is that
Metzger.
Is that Metzger?
Come watch us.
If you want to just.
Demolished.
Yeah. Are you guys going to wear skull caps this time?
My mom actually is making me.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to try not to and like hope she doesn't notice.
I'm
going
to force you to
put it on today.
I have something called. Wait. No.
God, I don't want to hear this.
Speak.
Okay. So one of the girls on the other team, right? She was Muslim, right? Mm-hmm. And so she wasn't like, she was wearing a skull cap, but it wasn't really a skull cap. It was just like a head covering or whatever.
Yeah. And then she wore I think she wore a skull cap with like a hat on top of
it. Yeah. And then she had like long sleeves on and leggings.
Yeah.
So the idiots that I was with, one of them was like, oh, she thinks she's so tough that she can't wear stuff like everybody else. And I was like,
are you for real?
I was like, she's Muslim. Oh!
You look stupid.
That's on the sideline.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's definitely.
That's really funny.
Sorry, that was a little anecdote that I didn't tell you guys yet. And I literally was like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for them.
Yeah, so that was one part of our weekend.
What was next? On Saturday, there was the lingerie party. Which was fun.
It was interesting. It was fun. Anybody have any words on that one?
I mean, thankfully we had other stuff to do that day.
Wow, that's harsh words, but yes.
Not harsh, but like thankfully that wasn't the only thing that we did, because I feel like if I did not reach my peakness of joy some point at that day, a lot of things would have gone very differently.
Fair. That's fair. You definitely had to go there faded.
Happy.
Happy. Because otherwise, it was just like, what is happening?
Yeah. 100%.
It's funny, though. Definitely funny.
There were no lights, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. You guys Did that.
My favorite activity was when I was like really bored, I would just randomly turn my flash on people or like start recording just a random person like dancing on their own, and then a whole circle would form around them and everyone would pipe them up. It was just like a lot of power in my hands. I really was enjoying it.
And then this girl turned it off.
Yeah,
would turn it off.
As soon as like the crowd started getting around it, I would just turn it off and like so make someone else do it. Everyone's like, oh.
For really someone fun. In my state, for all the lights to go off at random times was not okay. I was not okay with it.
I feel like those are the moments of my night that I'm missing.
No, oh, when literally
the lights went out.
It's straight blackouts. It is the definition of a blackout.
Yeah, the lights went out and I don't know what happened.
When we got in and I didn't want to turn on my flashlight, I just had the home screen brightness fully on and would put it right near my face and the person that was right next to me, and I'd be like, hey, what's up? I look like an idiot.
It was tragic. I walked in with my phone dead. Mm. I think that's what really did it for me.
I tried to send a text like on behalf of Lauren and I. And I looked.
She went back to read it, and it was
English. I should not even gotten a response. I tried.
And it's funny because I was over your shoulder, like watching you type
it. Yeah, that's the one. It's awful.
It was not English. Like both of us fully let you hit the send button.
And then immediately after, you know, 12:20, memories are very much gone. So
I sadly remember it all, but that I just wasn't around y'all, so I can't really explain what was going on.
I think that's why I'm missing a lot, is because I would get lost and I wasn't near you guys.
Did you see my text when I said I was alone and you said sorry something something, and I was like,
I said
I'm alone.
And I said, sorry. That's what I'm saying. I feel like
I am alone.
I feel like if we were
sorry. Mind you, this is not a big venue. We are all at least like max 10 feet away from each other.
Yo, yeah, you just said I'm alone. Help, please. Sorry.
And there was like no corner where like we didn't have friends.
Yeah.
Ooh. I definitely found myself alone. And then not.
How did you end up alone? I feel like if you went anywhere in the room,
there was definitely someone in front of me that I knew. In front of me. Because the people closest in the circle were all of our friends.
Natalie and I also like saw a video with like us in the background.
Mm-mm.
And I was looking at it and I was like, I fully don't remember those people being around me. Like, I don't remember being in that situation.
You're like,
when did I get the hat, bro?
Well, that's a good sign for a human being.
And I don't remember the human being.
And you were right.
And she was right next to me.
I was right there, and I don't remember.
I don't remember this person. Maya took it. Well, yeah, no. Or anyone surrounding us didn't know that was an occurrence.
No.
But you know what?
I still had fun.
It happened.
It was fun.
I just inhaled. Okay, sorry.
That's usually what you do when you breathe. Right. You inhale.
But like you could hear it. It's like a...
You mean you choked?
No, but it was in my nose. So what do you call choking in your nose?
Choking?
I don't know.
Moving on. I didn't like that conversation.
Okay, what did we do? Was that the end of the weekend?
Oh, no, you guys have football formal.
Yes. Yeah, Maya and I went to the football formal.
That was an interesting one. The only thing I'm upset about, I mean, obviously there's other things, but only thing I'm upset about, we did not take a single picture. I spent hours changing my hair. I didn't make makeup. I had a whole dress on. I have no photos.
The most like we took was a picture in the a mirror selfie in the bathroom.
Was it
with
good?
Like seven people.
Oh, you guys could have took like a Met Gala one.
Oh, we also I was in class with someone today and I was like, you look familiar, like do I know you? And she's like, wait, I think I have a picture of you. And I was like, wait, are
what?
You Carson Grace? And oh, not names. No, that's not even, wait, that's not even her name. That's so awkward. And then anyways, she showed me a picture, and it was of us in the bathroom as one of her friends is like peeing on the toilet, like naked, and it's just a bunch of us just in a mirror.
We have to find those pictures.
It was like a Met Gala picture.
No. Like, but it wasn't. I was like, are we not going to wait for her to get off the toilet? Like, they're fully just taking pictures. Girls on the toilet, whatever. They tried to do it when I was on the toilet. I was like, y'all gotta wait a second.
You're like, wait.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, they tried to open the door to like leave as you were fully.
Yes, I'm pulling my dress back down. My dress, mind you, is so tight, like it's actually hard to pull down, and I'm trying to pull my dress back. head down. And they're like, oh, we're all good. We're all good, right, guys?
And I was
right,
like, nah.
And they're
chill,
unlocking
chill.
The door. Mind you, like, there's, this is the football formal. Like, outside the door is just
a
all
line
the
of
men.
Football guys,
like,
trying to get in because we took forever.
Exactly. And I was like, nah, y'all really gotta chill.
Like, that describes like a major part of that. That was just like,
yeah,
it was just so much going on. And me and Laurent were just like, y'all, chill. What is happening?
What is going on? The fried rice smacked, though.
Yeah, we fully sat at the bar at, and what is it, 11 p.m. just
ate some
everyone's
fried
drunk
rice.
Around us, just eating fried rice. Sober.
passing it back and forth. Mine's like, are you sure?
You want something to shake us?
No, yeah. It was necessary, though.
It was a fun night, though.
Yeah.
Same music,
what about
break
you?
Time?
Yeah, I think it's time for some music. For a job.
Think too much.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Roll up, roll up. Hold up, hold up. Pull up, pull up.
I feel it.
I love the. I wanna. I'm trying to
feel it.
I'ma rock the boat. Work the middle till it hurts a little.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Fuckin' with a real ass nigga.
I feel it.
Can you feel last nigga?
I feel it.
Bitch, better act like you know better.
I feel it.
Whoa! No one ain't around.
I feel it, fade.
I think too much.
I feel it, fade.
Ain't nobody watch.
I feel it, fade.
I just fade away.
I feel it,
Lord,
fade,
only you know. I've been so far
I feel gone. It.
I've been so let go. I've been running.
I feel
around.
It.
I've been on my shit. Hold on my
feel
beat.
It.
I just need you know.
I can feel it.
Deep inside, deep inside.
I feel it.
Deep inside, deep inside.
I feel it.
I feel it. Deep inside, deep inside.
I can feel it.
Deep inside, deep inside.
I feel it.
Deep inside, deep inside.
I feel it.
Deep inside, deep
inside. I feel it.
Deep inside, deep inside.
I feel it, babe.
I feel it,
I feel it, babe. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
We touched
Then we locked eyes
and I knew I wasn't there and
us up. I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'. You know I want you, babe. I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you. You should stop frontin', babe. Trying to be the best girlfriend you could be. Still you sneak and look at me. And girl, I love it. Then you kick your other girl a show. Tell her you gon' call her, ask how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
So then we tried.
I'm thinking I slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gon' tear your ass up.
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you. You should stop frontin', babe.
Oh. We got another one for real.
Dance.
I call you for real, shoot it true. Your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on, but truth be told, you threw me for a loop this whole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling Denzel and acting like you ain't appealing when you are stuntin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'. You know I want you, babe. I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't.
And we're back.
Yeah, hello.
There you go.
A little music break.
I'm such a good host. Anyways, how are you guys doing? Having a good night? It's a wonderful Tuesday.
Okay.
Us or the audience?
Not you.
Cool.
But Aries, it's Aries full moon tomorrow. Is good for Aries, Libras, and Cancers. So think about that. And also Mercury is in retrograde. And
it's
so
been in retrograde for
you're
like
also
5 months, I swear.
Still not going to have a good life. So think about that.
That's so depressing. Thank
it's
you
It's not
so
depressing.
Much.
You can just always blame everything on astrology. That's why it's created.
True, true, true.
Okay. Next. Oh, we didn't talk about heels. You didn't talk about heels.
Oh, yeah.
Right over that.
Okay, let's run that back. Okay, there's a general thing that a lot of girls weren't wearing heels because their guys wouldn't let them, or that they didn't want to be taller than the guys there. Like, I have a friend who said, I wore sneakers today because
a lot of them wore sneakers.
Boyfriend wouldn't let me wear heels.
That's depressing.
And today, not today, when I walked in after, like, to the pre or whatever, to the friends, literally the first thing, say, our guy friend says to me is, wow, you look tall.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I also straightened my hair, took a few hours to put on makeup and wearing a dress, which I never wear, but thank you. Thank you so much for that one. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
How do we feel about this? Do you feel like it ever affects you or either of you guys or is that
I don't care. Like, no one's well, I've been wearing like heels and doing stuff like in heels for like the longest and like I don't really care cuz it makes me feel tall and it makes my legs look nice. And so I like pictures. I don't like men. So I don't really care about their opinions on me.
Look, but like,
I also strategically pick out men that won't do that to me.
It's kind of hard to do when you're 6 foot. But
well,
I respect that
the hustle.
That hustle for you.
Well, yeah. Also, I had to keep on doing 4 to 5 inches all the time for a year of my life and never take them off. For 24 hours.
Absolutely not happening.
So me and heels, it's really like I'm not going to negotiate for you. Like if they're on, they're on my feet.
No, that's fair.
And it goes with the fit.
I don't know if Laurent can exactly say the same. Laurent's pretty tall too, but
yeah, no. That's not the same for me.
It's not the same at all. I feel like
I'm either looking down on a guy and he's standing there like, "Damn, that's unfortunate," or the guy's like eye level with me and he's uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Or
the way I looked over, yeah, looked down at people that it normally like, oh,
yeah, really, they don't like it.
Not at all.
I guess it just tickles their insecurity a little bit.
I'm not gonna lie, like I think I recognized the insecurity and it made me feel weird. It made me feel more like
Amaya kept being like, I'm just gonna take my heels off. And I was like, no.
Dog, I was looking over the crowd. I was walking.
You should
through
wear long dresses, Amaya. I'm gonna say that now.
Long dresses?
Yeah.
But then that's like overdressed.
But you look so hot. Just take one picture in a long dress, please.
I've never actually worn
like
one.
Like a good back, like a nice V back all the way to the booty, and then a nice cool black dress with like off the shoulders. Fire.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. Shit.
No, I just thought about it like 5 seconds ago.
Wow. Well, shows the scale. Thanks.
Oh, and a nice slit.
Oh my goodness.
Come on. Fire.
We're doing a whole fashion show right now.
Fire. Yeah. Sorry. Things come up in my
brain. Maybe if I had a prom, I would have worn something like that. Ripped to that.
I'm just going to take you somewhere.
There we go.
All right.
There was one thing that Natalie had on her mind.
I do.
You introduced this topic for today.
Okay, there's a thing called lappy dances. Lappy dances. And, you know, I was fine with them.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I don't know, men, because
let's just start off there.
Because men, like, why? Some of y'all are real pressed about the strangest things. Okay, if a girl gets a lap dance, receives a lap dance, all they do is sit there and receive it. Mm-hmm. They don't turn away. That would be quite embarrassing if the girl, like, covered her face and started crying, or like receives the lap dance as to not embarrass the guy, and the girl is still perceived as doing something wild or doing something crazy and allowing herself to be objectified, even though she's not doing anything. But God forbid if the girl actually did the dancing, she a floozy. Now,
there's no winning in this.
Why can't the girl ever win? What about the boy? The boy is publicly gyrating. He is doing the jiggy jig.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing. Attaboy. You're not wearing.
Let me dab you up.
Yeah, like.
That is.
I saw you twerk in midair and I didn't say anything. You are that guy. What is wrong with y'all?
That is 100%.
Why are you saying stuff to the girl? Why are you saying stuff to the person that received their stuff? We saw a couple little dancing dances. There was one, the girl looked so freaking uncomfortable. Mm. I bet. They'd be like, why would you let him do that to her little friends and stuff like that? Why does the girl always have to? It's a lose-lose situation. Double standard. So don't talk to my girls. Don't do it. Because first I was like, damn, like, look at this stuff. Like, ain't it so sweet? Like, look at this whole event. I'm showing it for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because the boy looked crazy. Anyways, he knows.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I'm just like,
yeah.
maybe let's stop. Stop. Thank you very much.
There we go.
That's Natalie's 2 cents.
I didn't even know all that was going to come out of you just
now.
Yeah,
I just kind of just kept flowing, you know?
It's fair.
But yeah, stop talking to my girl about that crap. Unless you're going to be like,
okay, obviously she talk about me, because if you saw it, you saw it, whatever, moving on. But it's not even just, like, I really don't care at all about it. It's just the amount of people that have come up to me on some, like, oh, wow, you're wildin'. What did I do?
That is a fact. You did not move.
I didn't do it.
You just,
she smiled.
You
literally, my friends from home, they're not
listening.
They're
like, you were cheesing too hard.
They're not listening right now. But my two friends, loving the bits. But like, girl, what else is she supposed to do? Frown? Is she not allowed to smile?
Like, laugh or like it's funny. Like, I mean,
it also is nervousness. It is awkwardness.
I'm in that happy state.
It's like, literally it's better than straight face, no emotions.
That would have been real bad. That would have been real bad. Stone cold face. I'm not moving my face. I'm sitting down.
People would still say something to you.
Exactly. No, they still would. Why did you look like that?
What? Oh. He's doing this whole thing.
And you couldn't play for me. You couldn't whatever.
You're you couldn't smile.
No, that's a fact.
You violated.
That's what I'm saying. There's no winning in this situation. That's why I really don't care about it. It's just like, all right, y'all can really shut up now.
Yeah, unless you guys are going to be like, oh, no. Then we talked about like the race thing. Like, if you're black and you're used to this crap, you wouldn't like say it.
And that has been a general trend that the guys, when they saw it, they'd be more like, they'd critique like the other
the guys. Whole
like,
thing.
Some of the black guys would critique like, oh, he should have done this or he did whatever. But like, I don't know. When there's been another trend where some others more don't really understand that that is kind of how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
and there think, were if
it's,
think
it's more
POC
wild than it actually is.
Yeah.
Because that isn't that crazy. Like that situation wasn't.
If it was what I thought, if it was what it was supposed to be, then I would have been like all justified. All justified.
Explaining that,
like,
the original plan was
100 times more.
That sounds it, but like, there's the theatrics that went into
there
it,
was
yeah.
a lot.
And that
if
was
it was that,
version.
I would 100% be like, bet. If you want to talk about it for 3 weeks, fine.
3 weeks.
I knew it was okay. This was like the equivalent to, oh, I can't even say names. Damn.
Like Magic Mike was more intense than this one.
Magic Word. Mike's more intense than
like
everything.
10 times, obviously. Wow. But like it wasn't
this
like on some
like
stripping type
this was like the equivalent to like a birthday, like a birthday jiggy jig. Like,
well,
jiggy
I don't know. Because there are ones that are like the frats and stuff like that. They do like birthday ones. Like,
it's not that bad.
One of my friends
saw one of the
football players.
I was trying to say that one, but I didn't know how to phrase it.
Yeah, he got it. We'll just say from like a football player who was not of color. And it was just more of